Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and we got a lot to talk about here today. Welcome to our newest affiliate, Real Talk 1540 WYOH. In Youngstown, Ohio. Special thanks to operations manager Carl Bloom. It's time to talk some pro wrestling here today. And we got a lot to talk about. Yesterday was AW Revolution. And what a show it was. I thought this was my favorite AW pay-per-view I've ever seen. The matches, I mean, two of them were just out of this world. Three of them actually were out of this world. Several great matches. Only one that I didn't think was all that great. And man, that Sting retirement. Brother, I never saw anything like it. And I saw the great Muda's retirement, which had one of my favorite matches of the year, him and Chono. But it was great. And we're going to talk all about it here today. And if you would like to get your thoughts in, I'm going to read some text messages, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. That's the text message line, 425-780-7566. Let us know what you thought from the show. And there is a lot of fallout from the show as well. We'll talk about Darby. We'll talk about Sting. We'll talk about where they're going with the tag team titles. Dynamite this coming week. There's so much to get into. And, of course, all of the other news as well. The tag team match we were expecting for the first night of WrestleMania, Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, it is official. I tried to tell you Roman was working two nights. No one bought it, but it's happening. And plenty more. Back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Before we get going, a couple of things real quick. A big hello and welcome to our newest affiliate, Real Talk 1540 WYOH in Youngstown, Ohio.
I love that place. Special. You think I'm lying to you. I'm not lying to you. It's the home of champions. It's the home of men, the home of fighters. Harry Arroyo, Kelly Pavlik, and most importantly, Ray Boom Boom Mancini, my first favorite fighter. Love Boom Boom.
Special thanks to operations manager Carl Bloom. And Carl, you will learn quickly that Mike is a great liar.
What are you talking about? I got a pair of Ray Mancini signed trunks that my brother got for me. That's how big.
Yeah, your brother's a big fan. No, you.
What are you talking about? If I could fight somebody right now, it would be you. Let's throw hands, son.
Now listen. Yes. I also want to mention that on my Twitter, on my X, at Brian Alvarez, sticky to the top, is a link to the archive for all of my members-only television reports and the full AW Revolution report is up there. Same with SmackDown and NXT this week, AW Dynamite. Gotten a lot of great feedback, so thank you, everybody. And if you want to read them, head up there and check those out. And now the news. I need some papers to rustle as I get into the news.
You need a wrestling news theme is what you need.
Hey, listen, we'll talk about Sting and everything, but I think the first thing I want to talk about, because, you know, usually when I... My first question usually after a lot of these shows is not to try to get like any insider news or scoops or anything like that, but more, is everybody all right? Like, if you know me, that's usually like my first question to everybody. Is so-and-so all right? And everybody has been asking about Darby, and here's the update. Darby Allin needed... Would you like to guess, Mike, before I say it?
200 stitches. I have no idea. I have no idea.
I looked at this guy's back last night.
It was incredible.
And it was like he was wearing a red cape. And I thought, oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're not going to let him back into the match. They did. He's still streaming blood everywhere out of his back. He needed 12 stitches.
Well.
No. Death, no, well.
Death 5,000 cuts.
I heard that, and I was like, okay. Hold on a second. You mean 1,200, right?
Well.
Right? 12,000? 12 stitches. So, I don't know how.
It's like thumbtacks.
But thank God. And that's the story.
Well, here's, I think, more.
So he's on his way to Everest.
Honestly, to me, yeah, really, Mount Everest, that's what he's doing to relax after a show like that. Here's my thing. Yes, he went through that pane of glass. It shattered into a ton of pieces. So it would really, if he died because he bled out, which they said during the show. I thought I would hear that during a GCW or a Circle 6 show first, that he may bleed out here, guys. I mean, that's Tony Schiavone said. But my thing was, it wasn't the glass as much as the hitting the chair and then hitting the floor, because if you see this from different angles that are online, this was not a joke of a jump. 16 feet through that pane of glass, hitting the chairs in his liver on the chairs and then the floor. That, even more than the glass, is what really got me about that. And it's insane. He's an idiot. But oh, here's the thing. He wouldn't be Darby Allin without it. And you know what? I say he's an idiot because I wouldn't do that. I would think I was an idiot. But the reality is, that's why the Darby Allins, Carl Willendas, why do you go see Cirque du Soleil? Because you see these people do these incredible stunts and these incredible feats physically that you can't do. And it's always amazing to see. And Darby Allin is amazing to watch. And whether you like him or not, you can't take your eyes off of him.
Well, this was my favorite AEW pay-per-view of all time. And the only thing I haven't, you know what's funny, is it's my favorite AEW pay-per-view of all time, and I still haven't seen the opener yet. Because BR Live sucks. But I'll try and deal with that later on. I could have tried to watch it yesterday, but I had other things that I had to attend to yesterday. And a long story for another day. But anyway, Christian beat Daniel Garcia. And from what I saw, like, the heat was insane for this match. And it looked like an incredible match.
It was a nice start.
I didn't see it. Eddie Kingston, Bryan Danielson was a match where, on most AEW pay-per-views, it would have been the best match on the show. Absolutely incredible. Eddie Kingston retained the title over Danielson. But this was not every AEW pay-per-view. This match was probably the second best match on the show. Some people argued the third or the fourth. But I thought it was the second best match on the show. We had the All-Star Scramble, which I don't know, man. I guess I'm in the minority. I thought this match was great. For given who they had in it and how many different people, different styles, different sizes, I thought they pulled this off way better than it had any right to be. Wardlow won, and he will be getting a shot at Samoa Joe at some point. Roderick Strong beat Orange Cassidy. Match was great. Won the international title. Roderick Strong is just a machine. A machine.
Yeah.
And he destroyed poor Orange Cassidy and beat him clean for the title. We had BCC not only beating FTR in Greensboro, North Carolina, but they beat them clean via double submission in the middle of the ring. They both were choked. Mm. And obviously, as we'll get to, the tag team titles are now vacant. So, I mean, there's only two options, okay, unless Tony's lost his mind. Either BCC are the next tag team champions, or BCC and FTR are in the finals of this tag team tournament, and FTR beats them to win the titles. I don't think there's any other option here. We have got Timeless Tony versus Deonna. I mean, wrestling-wise, I would say it was good. Everything else about it, the fans, they do not care about Deonna. They do not want to boo Timeless Tony Storm. There was no heat for this match, and it was not in any way surprising. I could have told you this would happen. In fact, I did. I told you this would happen going in. It's the same problem we've had with every promo segment they've done, but we just keep trudging on because things take a long time here. Will Ospreay, Takeshita. Probably going to end up one of the top three or four matches of the year. Absolutely incredible. Will Ospreay should, on Wednesday, be the top babyface in AEW. He should be the number one guy. He should win the title at Wembley. I don't want any arguments. I don't want this to take a year. I mean, let's do it now. Because he can't do this forever, but he can do it right now. and we need a top babyface.
Hallelujah.
Samoa Joe beat Hangman and Swerve. And I will say the good thing about this is I think they actually finally pulled the trigger on Swerve actually turning babyface. I've heard people try to tell me that he is, but he's not. And based on what they did with him and Nana, clearly there is a actual turn coming. And the sooner they do it, the better. Because people want to cheer him. And he is a heel in a heel group. And it's time. It was actually time a long time ago. Just like with Tony Storm. And then Darby and Sting. You know, this was the big question. Is Sting going to put them over? Or is he going to retire undefeated? And, like, my prediction was he was going to put him over. But in predicting that, I said it would be wrong. He needed to win this match. I had no doubt whatsoever in my mind. And he did. And it was awesome. And now that I know Darby only had 12 stitches, I mean, last night it was like, if I would only have changed one thing, it would be Darby's glass bump. Otherwise, it was perfect. Now I found out the guy had 12 stitches. Man, I wouldn't change anything. This match was perfect.
What about Ric Flair taking feet to the head?
He probably wished he could have gone through the glass.
Well, that's a good point.
The fact of the matter is, it was perfect. And I loved it. And I have nothing but good things to say about this show. Except for that. Anyway. Back in a moment, we'll get more of Mike's thoughts and all the other news coming out of the pay-per-view. Observer Live.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And we were talking about our newest affiliate, Real Talk 1540, WYOH, Youngstown, Ohio. And Craig Keating here on The X says, congratulations, guys. We enjoy having the show. A 99 KMSR 98.9 FM, 1520 AM in Mayville, North Dakota. Hopefully there will be more affiliates to come. And hey, if you want to be an affiliate, I mean, you can contact Sports Byline USA, talk to Darren, or you can message me on Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. I can put you in touch with Darren and carry the show. You can carry it live. A lot of people carry it on delay. Whenever you want to carry it, I don't care.
To strap handles to us, we're here for you, baby. Come on.
Yeah. You know, when Mike does solo shows, it's also available on 99 AMSR.
You know, I had already cracked open the bottle. It's too late.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. All right. What are your thoughts on the show? Anything you want to add?
It was a great show. I mean, there's not a whole lot to add. I mean, we could get into the picking of nits if we have time to or something like that, but I'm with you. I think this is the best event that they've put on. Most certainly for me as a viewer, it was the most fulfilling event that they've put on. They have had better shows with more five-star, four-star match of the year type deals, but this was about the event. This was about Sting. And how they had him go out on top, that match itself, which was a complete, I mean, it was almost surreal. It really was. Watching him watch his career on a big screen leading in, I mean, the video packages that were done leading into this show were phenomenal. And they deserve all of the credit in the world for that. They matched the gravity of the event. And I thought it was fantastic from that point of view. All the aesthetics that went into that, all of that stuff, I thought it was great. Darby Allin is a madman. That is absolutely for sure. I will say this. When they first announced the match, I was like, well, why not FTR? You're in the Carolinas. It's a tag match. This seems to be too perfect. As time went on, as it got closer, I certainly changed my mind. And then after watching it, it was galvanized that the Young Bucks were the perfect right opponents in the perfect, I don't know, I want to say the perfect characters, but they did what they did as far as being these smarmy chumps that were trying to just destroy everything. They were fantastic, and them bouncing all over the place for them was phenomenal. I thought it was great. As far as the rest of the card goes, I'm happy Samoa Joe is still the AEW World Champion. I'm happy that Paige and Swerve are still going to be going at it for the reason that you mentioned. We know right now Adam Page can get booed. With Swerve, he's getting cheered nonstop. We got to figure out something between he and Nana. Maybe there's not a break there exactly, but there's got to be something where his promos and all that sort of stuff, he doesn't change his style, but he adapts it more to being a babyface. Will Ospreay and Konosuke Takeshita? I could pick nits about this match, about little things here and there, but the bottom line was it was phenomenal. An athletic, incredibly athletic contest. Is it a little bit too video gamey? Yeah, but that's 2024. That's how it goes, and if you're going
what
to do
an
that,
old man.
But here's the thing. If you're going to do that, be Konosuke Takeshita and Will Ospreay, who was an absolutely amazing professional wrestler. And as you mentioned, I don't know how long this thing is going to go on between he and the Don Callis family before he finally breaks away. But I tell you what, he's going to break away. He's the biggest star that they're going to have until they screw it up or until something happens. So I'm all for building towards him. winning that title at All Out 2 or All In 2, whatever the hell it is. So, you know, I want to hear some other people's comments about it, too. And I don't know if you offered it up.
Well, I'll get to that in a moment. But I got one other thing I want to say.
Sure.
Which, yes. I have to bring up WWE.
Why?
But this is constructive criticism that I'm about to give, okay?
Good.
I watched this show, and I watched Elimination Chamber, okay? And the thing with both shows is they actually have a fair amount in common in the sense that both were big shows, both had great crowds, and on both shows, you could pick every single finish before the show started. And they literally did the right finish in every single match. So I don't want to hear that one was more predictable than the other. They were both exactly as predictable, okay? But there is a big difference between the two shows. And that is that this one was 4 hours long, and it flew by. Flew by. And that Elimination Chamber match was excruciatingly long. It was a number one complaint everybody had. And my constructive criticism is, Vince is gone. You're no longer on a WWE network where you have to tout all these stupid stats. Just get in there and do what AEW does, which is you do a match, you have a 30-second video package, and you do another match, and you have a 30-second video package, and you do another match. There was a period on that Australia show between a match and another match. And granted, they had a Grayson Waller segment in between, but 45 minutes of nothing. Okay? Why? And you know what's amazing about it? There was a period where WWE, the main roster, it sucked. They were just hemorrhaging fans year over year. But everybody was raving about what? NXT TakeOver. And every one of those takeovers was 2.5 hours long. It was boom, boom, boom. Great match, package. Great match, package. Great match, end. Over. They did not stretch them out to 4 hours. They did not have a... And those were like four match cards, just like Australia. They didn't stretch it out 4 hours and make you sit through a bunch of nothing, okay? There's absolutely, positively no reason you can't do a 2.5 hour pay-per-view or a 3.5 hour pay-per-view and just get in and get out. Nobody's going to complain. I never saw somebody complain that a takeover was too short. And you know what? People will complain about anything, okay? They'll complain about anything. I never heard one person say, I'm mad that that takeover was too short. Never. But you know what I hear about every WWE pay-per-view? Why was it so long? Why do they drag? It went on forever. So stop doing it.
Nope, not going to stop doing it. You know why this is.
No, actually, I don't anymore. I knew back in the day on Peacock.
Commercials?
Dude, the commercials are like a minute long.
Brian,
they're not 45 minutes long.
They are treating this as if it is a boxing pay-per-view almost, to the point where sometimes, you know, I wonder if the matches matter, but that's how they're doing this. I don't like it either, but I can guarantee you they are not going to change it because they have set this thing up where if they can add more advertisers, that's easily done now. And yeah, they are too long. I wish it wasn't the same. I wish AEW would not have a pay-per-view that goes till midnight on a Sunday night. Guess what? That's what they do. I can't do anything about that. To me, comparing WWE and AEW's pay-per-view, look, WWE's not going to change. AEW doesn't have to do this, nor does any other wrestling promotion have to do this, nor do they do this. So I accept it here because that's what this is going to be, because I understand what it is. Yes, I wish they would add some more matches. I do, if you're going to have a show that long. And I wish they'd cut back on the breaks. But you know darn well that's not going to happen. And you know why they're opening it up. It is for more advertising. And it is for things that benefit them from a business point of view.
Bro, they did this long before they had advertising. They did this on the WWE Network. They just want to stretch it out forever. I can watch a four-hour WWE pay-per-view in 90 minutes. There is absolutely no way that there's 2.5 hours of advertising. It's
but if they need those sitting there. Taking those numbers and then turning them into advertising, as they do with all of their nonsense numbers, and at least this one, unlike the YouTube numbers, aren't as much of a nonsense number that you can go and shop around, because we had X amount of people watching for X amount of time, and it's just a completely look. If you want to complain about something, brother, you want to complain about something?
Oh, I will later.
Complain about Bleacher Report. How about we complain about that?
I'd rather be positive for a while, because I'm going to really launch in about 10 minutes here about something. AEW tag team titles are vacant. They are starting a tag team tournament, and the I presume it's going to start on Wednesday. But we really don't have anything for Wednesday except a Will Ospreay match that may not even take place because he got his back all jacked up. But they'll be doing a tournament, and Sting and Darby obviously will not be in the tournament. And I don't think Darby's going to be in the tournament. In fact, I know he's not going to be in the tournament because he's got a match with Jay White coming up in 2 weeks at Big Business. And then at the end of the month, he goes to climb Mount Everest. So we shall see what teams end up in this tournament. And hey, you know what? I ain't going to complain, but end of February was a week ago. They've mentioned nothing about rankings. So hopefully we've moved on past that.
Oh,
doubtful.
Just wait.
But yeah,
they top eight. Don't your top totally eight dropped teams? It. Don't your top eight teams now have to be entered into this thing?
I mean, I just pick eight teams, brother. Greensboro Coliseum. Thank you, Sting. The city has proclaimed March 3rd, Thank You, Sting Day. They provided black baseball bats to Sting, Darby, Tony Schiavone, Jim Ross, Tony Khan, and Ric Flair. Hopefully this is a annual holiday in Greensboro, North Carolina.
I'll
we got a new AEW pay-per-view. Talk about that after the break. Observer Live.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never-frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with in-app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave's single, Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for a buck. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger or March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Okay, you know, I'm just going to do it now. Get it over with. You know, I had something I was just going to open the show with today, but Sting's retirement was so awesome. That pay-per-view was so great. I'm glad we spent 40 minutes before I had to get something off my chest. But, you know, I watched SmackDown on Friday. Really enjoyed the show. Loved the main event, Randy Orton and Austin Theory. But, you know, I tweeted something on Friday night. And I can't read the whole thing because I actually dropped an F-bomb, which I rarely do, but it was deserving of this. You know, I wrote, Randy Orton saving a botched superplex in mid-move was one of the craziest effing things I have ever seen. Just putting over a spot and Randy and 360,000 views, 839 likes, 56 retweets, and 125 comments. 125 comments. What did people have to say about my tweet? Well, you know what they said? They were explaining working to me. You know what I don't need is a bunch of nerds on the internet telling me about how wrestling works, okay? Let me tell you how wrestling works. Austin Theory is not the one that saved this spot, okay? If you didn't see it, it's all over Twitter. And if you knew anything about anything, you would watch it and you would understand exactly what I was saying and how I was right that Randy Orton's the guy that saved this thing. What happened is Randy takes him up to do a superplex. But as he's climbing the ropes, he slips. Well, Austin Theory goes. He starts taking the superplex that wasn't delivered. Randy Orton, on the way down, realizes, my God, this guy went for the superplex. And so, literally in an instant, he goes from falling to executing a suplex, taking a perfect bump, putting Austin Theory down exactly where it was supposed to be, and it was like, I was absolutely blown away.
Amazing.
And the announcers were blown away by Randy Orton, I might add. And now I have to hear these morons telling me that it was actually Austin Theory saving the move. Let me explain something to you guys, okay? Who do you think I am? Some nerd in his mom's basement? No. I was a wrestler before I ever did this, okay? I've been doing this job here, since 1999, okay? Before I did this job, I was a wrestler, okay? Most of you nerds weren't even born in 1999. You're going to try and tell me how this business works? Listen, when you're going to take a bump, unless you want to die, if you're going this way, what do you got to do? Well, you know, you got to tuck your head. How do I know that? Well, because not only was I a wrestler, but I was a gymnast. And I understand rotation. You got to tuck your head, okay? So Randy Orton standing there getting ready for his suplex. He's got Austin Theory's head. What do you think Austin Theory's doing? You think he's over where the cameraman is watching this? No. He's sitting there upside down, and he's got his head tucked, and he can't see anything. So when Randy starts to climb and he slips, Austin Theory only knows he's going. And so he jumps for the superplex. Now, what happened to Randy Orton? Well, he was walking up the ropes and he slipped. Have you ever been walking up a ladder and your foot slipped? What happened? Well, I don't know about the rest of you nerds on Twitter. You probably fell down and broke a bone. But if you were an athlete, like myself or Randy Orton, you would slip, your foot would end up on the ground, and you'd start climbing the ladder again. Well, that's what Randy was going to do. He slipped. It's not like he fell down. He just, his foot slipped. So as his foot is slipping, he realizes, well, this guy's going. Okay. If Randy didn't do anything, he would have landed on his feet. Theory would have flipped over like an idiot, landed on his back, and Randy would have looked at him and been like, well, huh? And it would have been an obvious botch spot, and they would have both looked stupid. But Randy realized he was going, and so, boom, he turned into a vertical suplex. In an instant. You ever watched MMA? A lot of you probably watched it, but you've never done anything resembling it like I have as a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Everybody watches the referee and they go, oh, let me watch 95 replays and then I'll determine that this referee was incompetent. Oh, you had 95 replays to determine that? Well, guess what? The referee had a split second to make a decision. A split second. He did not have instant replay. And you know what? Randy Orton had a split second to make a decision. And in a split second, he turned a fall into a vertical suplex and he saved the move. So don't sit here and tell me that Austin Theory is the guy that saved the move because while he was upside down, not knowing what was going on, he decided there was movement and so he jumped. That's not saving a move. And then these idiots go, oh, you said this because you hate Austin Theory. Well, first off, I didn't say one negative thing about Austin Theory. And if you're following me on Twitter, which you are because you wrote a bunch of stupid stuff on my timeline, you could have scrolled down one tweet and seen me say that Austin Theory deserved an award. Do you know what an award is? Most of you don't. You've never won one. But he deserved an award because he did that dive roll into the ring where he goes a dive roll and then jumps up into the blockbuster. He jumped up in the air, Randy Orton, with the, he took the greatest bump. He took, that spot was so awesome. And he took the best bump. And Kevin Owens, who's been doing this forever, not as long as me, I might add, but forever, he totally marked out. He totally marked out at ringside for that spot. And then they do a kerfluffle afterwards, which actually is a kerfuffle, but I like to change it because it sounds better, kerfluffle. And Kevin Owens hits the ring, and he booted Austin Theory, and he hit him with a stunner, and Austin Theory took the best leaping stunner bump. I put over both of these bumps, and I said he should win an award. So the simple solution here is quit following me, quit typing stupid stuff on the internet, go outside, at least walk, and get off my back. I'm done.
And apparently your lawn, too, there. Man, how's your territory doing, pal? Anybody send any of those to you?
How's my territory doing? Don't even get me started.
Just let me know when you want to catch these hands, okay?
So, we got more news here. Bleacher Report. I'm not even going to talk about that. No, I shot my shot. I'm done for the day.
No, we got.
But
we
it
got,
sucks, okay?
The FCC,
it sucks.
We need to worry about them. That is a Brian and Vinny show if you want to hear about Bleacher Report.
Yeah. You know, Bleacher Report sucks.
It sucks.
Just sucks.
Huge. Huge. Actually, I don't know what the right term would be. I really don't. Because sometimes that one can bring you joy. There is no joy in anything that Bleacher Report ever does. Nothing. None.
Now, I should note that Paul Heyman, a lot of people have been asking, hey, WWE going to do a Hall of Fame this year? What's going on? It's March 4th, no announcements. Well, they are doing a Hall of Fame. And the first inductee will be Paul Heyman, the first member of the 2024 WWE Hall of Fame class.
Do you need any others?
Well, I mean, he absolutely should go in. It's
Paul
just
Heyman
funny.
And Billy.
Finally get rid of Stephanie and Vince. And
well,
hey, Paul, you're going in this year. It's amazing.
Well, he and Stephanie have had such a wonderful relationship over the years.
Sure. Yeah. But there will be more individuals being named as well. And one of the names being rumored, is Haku. So hopefully we see him going in as well for obvious reasons. And maybe some others. Should note on SmackDown, as we talked about earlier, they did announce that it is official. It is going to be The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody and Seth Rollins. And, you know, it was obvious.
The Rock cut a 27-hour promo to open the show to.
Well, there were two promos. There was one of them that he put on social media, which was the best promo. It was the best.
20-minute rant
and
for me.
The one on SmackDown was not as good, but, I mean, God, this Rock, I mean, we got to get rid of this guy. Like, not like right now, like, let's get through Mania and make all this money and everything like that, but then you got to get rid of this guy because everybody else, like, the Rock is way up here and everybody else is way down here. And I'm not just talking in WWE, I'm talking in anywhere in this business.
That's why he's number one in his...
God...
Both of his chosen professions.
He is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And it's just like, God. And man, that clip, he just buried Seth Rollins. And like, as a person, Colby Lopez, I like Seth, but his character is a clown emoji. And I was crying watching this promo. And Rock didn't even go all in. I mean, there was way more he could have. But it was unbelievable. But, you know, it's no mystery. At the end of every segment, Bloodline holds up the finger, and Rock holds up this.
Yeah.
And you know where this is all going. Rock is going to turn on Roman Reigns, go full babyface. We're going to get Rock and Roman down the road. And my prediction is to make all of this make sense in hindsight, Rock is going to eventually explain that when Cody stepped aside and Rock whispered something in his ear,
mm-hmm.
what he whispered was, let's get this guy.
Yeah.
And Cody walking away and giving up his spot and later taking it back to make Rock so angry that he must team with Roman to take on Cody and Seth. It was all a ruse. And it will lead to that match, which will eventually take place unless Rock, you know, totally falls apart in that tag match. Which I don't think is going to happen. I think he'll make a tag match just fine.
What did Cody tell Roman? Wasn't going to just take the title. He was going to take it all from him.
He's going to take everything
mm-hmm.
from Roman Reigns. So, yeah, it was a good show. I liked it a lot. And tonight we've got a Monday Night Raw show where we've got a couple of big matches. Including, if I can find the whole thing right here, Becky Lynch versus Nia Jax. Y'all know how it goes. You must beat a giant on the road to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew McIntyre will be facing Jey Uso. And I don't know if he's actually put pen to paper yet, but I can't even imagine Drew McIntyre is leaving this company.
If he has not put pen to paper yet, he's already probably a wealthy guy who is getting ready to sign a pretty lucrative deal. But if he has not signed yet, oh, my God, I would be bidding on him like crazy. So
I don't think it's happening.
Either do I.
AWNS, a new pay-per-view for April. They're moving to about 9 pay-per-views a year.
Oh, man, more times to order through Bleacher Report. Oh, can't wait.
God help me. It will be called... AEW Dynasty, April 21st, St. Louis, Missouri. Tickets go on sale this Friday, March 8th. And I presume that will be the finals of the tag team title tournament. And whatever they're going to end up doing, maybe that'll even be the Wardlow match. I mean, it's not that far away. So they can build that one up for Dynasty. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
A couple of text messages real quick. This person says, loved everything with Sting last night. Only thing that would have made it better was some WCW footage in the tribute. Any idea why WWE refused to play ball? Do we know that AEW, in fact, reached out? I believe they did not reach out. I think they didn't even ask. So, you don't ask. You don't have to hear them tell you no.
Exactly.
But I do know a lot of people watched the AEW pay-per-view from WWE last night and were totally into the end of Sting and thought it was great.
I mean, look, that means a lot to a lot of different people out there. And New Japan did give them a lot of footage to work through, so at least we got that era.
First says, when is Tony getting the Max deal done? Seems like we need it to avoid the BR Live issues. I don't think it's an issue with Tony. I've talked about this for a long time. They're not ready. HBO Max is not ready for, let me make this clear, because you guys, every time I say this, people say, yes, they are, but they're not. They're not ready for live streaming pay-per-views.
No.
I don't care what they air live now. They are not ready for live streaming pay-per-views.
Has this not been proven inside their own house's Bleacher Report? My God.
Yeah.
Speak it slower to them.
As a 27-year-old fan, I feel very excited, confident in the future of pro wrestling after seeing Takeshi and Ospreay. I don't know if I'd go that far because there ain't going to be many of those. Garcia had a very good showing, too. Darby's a great young talent. I don't know how many years he's got if he keeps taking bumps like yesterday. I remember thinking that AJ, although Darby's way nuttier than AJ when he was young, but AJ's still going strong today. And my God, Sting's... Well...
Hey, I'm happy Ospreay seems to have slimmed down a little bit because carrying all that weight with the style he works, I still wish he would slow it down a little bit more. Register some more, Will. Come on.
Got to wrap it up. I believe we will have Filthy Tom on for subscribers at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern.
A champion.
Yeah.
Just like Youngstown, Ohio.
If not, I'll tweet it out. But check out WrestlingObserver.com. 15,000 archived podcasts, members-only stuff. It's great. And we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.